A new baseball season started this week with the New York Yankees playing the Tampa Bay Devil Rays in Tokyo. But it's the battle between the Yankees and the Boston Red Sox that will draw most of the attention during the year. Commentator Frank DeFord says it's not exactly a competition between equals.
Are there any other teams playing baseball this year? No, it's just Boston and New York and this alleged rivalry. There's even a book out now which is entitled Red Sox versus Yankees, The Great Rivalry. Excuse me, Great Rivalry? Talk about the English language on steroids. Well, I guess it's a rivalry, technically. But don't you hate it when the dictionary doesn't know what it's talking about? My dictionary says rivalry is the act of competing. So by this definition, the Lions versus the Christians was a rivalry. The United States versus Grenada was a rivalry. Tiger Woods versus Phil Mickelson is a rivalry. So yeah, I guess the Red Sox versus the Yankees has to be a dictionary rivalry. But a great rivalry? A real rivalry? Oh, please. Honestly now, can you have a rivalry when only one team wins all the time? The Boston Red Sox haven't won a World Series since World War I. Meanwhile, the New York Yankees have won the lion's share of all that have followed since Armistice Day. Not only that, but every time the two teams actually meet each other when it matters, New York cleans Boston's clock. Most recently, of course, with Aaron Boone emerging out of nowhere for one at-bat, then to return to that great green room in Back Bay where Babe Ruth, Johnny Lindell, Bucky Dent, Mike Torres, Bill Buckner and Grady Little are all having cocktails together. Even the Yankees' municipal surrogates, the Mets, took care of the Big Apple's business the one time they played the Red Sox. And now the Yankees whip the Red Sox in the off-season, too, stealing Alex Rodriguez, the fabled A-Rod, right out from under their noses. This is a rivalry? No wonder reality TV is doing so much better than baseball. If the Red Sox were on the Survivors or American Idol, those programs would have long since been canceled for their lack of competition. Actually, I used to admire Red Sox fans. There was a certain nobility in their loyal frustration. They accepted their lot in life as losers. But now they're poseurs, attaching themselves to the Yankees like one of those little birds that rides along on the hippopotamus's back. It's no longer good enough that the Red Sox go about their destiny and just lose. Now their identity only exists in association with the people who beat them all the time. The Red Sox fans are suffering from Stockholm Syndrome. Now, at the beginning of the baseball season, everybody loves to make predictions. I'll bet you this, that either Toronto or Baltimore will finish in first or second place in the American League East. It won't be a Boston-New York quinella. DeFord's first law of sports is that as soon as everybody starts expecting something, that something won't happen, especially when that something counts on the Red Sox winning. Also, if I were the Yankees, I'd be very worried. You see, now that the Red Sox have attached themselves to the Yankees, I'd say it's very possible that they will share their curse with them. Of course, it would be a great rivalry if neither team can win.
The comments of Frank DeFord, senior contributing writer at Sports Illustrated. He joins us each Wednesday from member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut.